I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
How would you like to be on the hot seat live with me, Dre Baldwin, right here on this podcast? If you think you have a challenge, a problem, or something that I can help with in any way through a live one-on-one dialogue that the whole world will hear, go to DreAllDay.com/hot, H-O-T, to fill out the application to be on the hot seat and be on the Work On Your Game podcast, where I will help you solve your problem and handle your challenge. That's DreAllDay.com/hot for the hot seat. The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. There's so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expect has yet to occur. And on top of all that, we throw a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is how to make sure you are always ready to play. Quote unquote, ready to play in what you do in life. Whether that's playing a sport, of course, this is sourced from playing a sport. Whether it's doing your job at work, doing your job in your family, doing your job as a parent, doing your job as a son or a daughter or a wife or a husband or a student, or a teacher, or a coach, anything that you do, an engineer, a librarian, a machinist, a maintenance man, how can you always be ready to play in what you do? I thought of this because a while ago, a long time ago, years ago, I saw this LeBron James documentary where it was talking about, a lot of it was about his time in high school with his friends that he grew up with. I don't remember which specific documentary this was, but LeBron and his team was pretty damn good. LeBron was already known as one of the best players around, and this guy's going to be in the NBA, and everybody knew he wasn't going to go to college. He was going to go straight to the league, and how great can he be? So LeBron's already doing his thing, and the team around him was pretty damn good as well. And LeBron and his team were about to play in a championship game. I don't know if it was the city championship, the state, the district. I don't know what championship, but they're about to play in this championship game. This is when LeBron's in high school. And before the game, they're warming up, and LeBron and his team, they're lollygagging, they're laughing. They're obviously not taking it as serious as their coach thought they should be taking it. And the coach pulled the players off the floor during warm-ups, took them back into the locker room, and he said to them, "You guys are about to go out here and lose this championship game. You're about to go out here and get beat because you're not ready to play. Your mind is not focused on what you need to do to win this game." It just so happened that the team that they were playing against in this game, to give some context, they had blown this team out already earlier in the regular season, had destroyed this team. And they're playing the same team they had already destroyed for the championship. So they are a little bit complacent. Like, oh, we already kicked this team's ass. We're just going to kick their ass again. And the coach said to them, "You guys think that that team is just going to lay down because you beat them already, huh? You think that they're just going to not try because y'all are so talented and y'all are just unstoppable and unbeatable, huh? Those guys are ready to play. Even though you may have more talent than them, they're ready to play y'all are not ready to play, and they're about to go out here and beat y'all. And mind you, this is the coach saying this to them. So this was the coach's way of letting them know, hey, y'all better get your heads on straight and get yourselves together, and whoever's the leader here better step up and tell everybody else what they need to know, because y'all ain't ready to play right now, and we ain't ready to win right now. And LeBron's team went out there, and they lost. They got beat by a team that they had already blown out with LeBron James, a superstar player, already there on the team. And I remember looking at there was a video, this grainy video that was part of the movie I was watching, a documentary of this very game. And the game was very close. It comes down to the last second. LeBron's team's losing. And LeBron shoots this like desperation heave shot from like half court. And the shot rimmed out. He almost made that shot. And then they showed the coach present day. And the coach was kind of chuckling and saying, man, he needed to miss that shot or else the point that I had made before the game wouldn't even matter because I wouldn't have been able to tell them, y'all got to show up ready to play so this won't happen again if they would have won. All right, so they needed to lose kind of in order for me to be right. And I remember my freshman year at Penn State Abington when I was playing basketball. We went and played this team. I forget which team it was, but it was a local team we were playing in our league. And we were tied with another team that we were going to face in the first round of playoffs. We're in our last regular season game, right? Last game in the regular season. In the standings, we are tied with another team called Penn State Mont Alto. And they're on the other side of the state. They're on the western side of Pennsylvania. We're at Penn State Abington, which is right outside of Philadelphia, the eastern side of Pennsylvania. Whoever came up with the higher record, the better record at the end of the season, that is the team that would host the playoff game. We knew we would be playing each other. But it was just a matter of would we be playing at Mont Alto or would we be playing at Abington. All we needed to do to get a home playoff game was win our last regular season game. And the team we were playing against just happened to be, I think it was Penn State Delaware County, Penn State Delco. And they happened to be the worst team in the league. Penn State Delaware County was not even going to the playoffs. This was their last game of the season, period, no matter what happened. And what do you think happened based on the context that you've already heard from me here today, based on today's topic? We didn't show up ready to play. We came out flat. We thought that team was just going to lay down. We were not ready to play at all. We lost the game to the team with the worst record in the league. And then we had to go on the road for a first round playoff game. And we lost that game, too. That was my last game playing at Penn State Abington. I got recruited to Penn State Altoona that summer. But that's besides the point. We weren't ready to play. And the coach said after the game, I remember we were standing outside the locker room after the game. This is a road game. And we're waiting for the person who was running the building to come with the key because he had locked the locker room to make sure nobody could go in there and steal our stuff. So we're standing there waiting for the guy to come with the key to unlock the locker room. And then our coach takes his clipboard and just slams it on the ground, yelling at us like, now we got to go on the road to Mont Alto because y'all weren't ready to play. Which is exactly what had happened that game. And today's topic is how can you make sure this doesn't happen to you? What happened to me? What happened to LeBron James in high school? How can you make sure that you're always ready to play when you go out and do your performance, whatever that happens to be? Number one, you must take every day at work, every game, every practice, every training session, and every opponent seriously. Every game, every day, every opponent, every practice, they must all be serious. I remember Tim Grover wrote in his book, Relentless, great book for athletes. It's really a book about, I ain't going to tell you what the book is about. Just read the book. I already told you about it multiple times on this podcast back in my favorite books, episode number 70. But he talked about how for a person who's really going to get to their highest level of anything, every game is a big game and every moment is a pressure situation. There are no moments that are more important than other moments. There's no such thing as a clutch situation, quote unquote clutch. Because if you're serious about your game and you're a true professional in what you do, every moment is a clutch moment. Every game is a big game. There's never a point where you can say, let me turn it down here and then I'll turn it up there. If you're capable of turning it up late in the game, why didn't you turn it up at the beginning of the game? Why not just do it the whole game? Why you got to wait till the end? Show up and do it the whole time. This is the first point I'm making here today. Every game, every practice, every training session, every opponent is serious. There is not one that you can say, okay, we're not really going to try on this one. This team's not really that good. Sometimes when I was playing recreational leagues, I remember I was playing in the league once and this guy said, hey, you going to play for our team in this league? I said, yeah, I'll play. I said, when's the first game? He said, well, our first game is tomorrow, but you don't have to come to that one. And I said, well, why don't I have to come to the first game? He said, because we're playing against this easy team, but we need you for the rest of the games. And I always remember him saying that. He said it in so casually. Like, we're playing against this team. Basically, he was saying the team we're playing against is no good, so we don't even need our full complement of players because we'll probably win that game anyway, or maybe he thought it didn't matter if they lost the game. I don't know, but that's just what he said. We're playing against an easy team. That was his way of saying this game doesn't matter. This opponent doesn't matter. Listen, when you're serious about what you're doing and you're always ready to play, every game matters. Every opponent matters. Every day at work matters. Even if the boss is not there, even if nobody's watching, even if you know you're not going to get any fanfare or appreciation for showing up and doing your job, you still show up and do your job. Why? Because we're moving on to point number two. Today's topic again, how to be ready to play. Always in what you do. Number two, the discipline of professionalism. And these points all go hand in hand here today. The discipline of professionalism. What does it mean to be a professional? If you've been listening to this show enough, you know my definition of professional, who's a person who goes out and gets the job done every single time, regardless of what he or she is feeling inside at the time. You get the job done anyway. A parent who gets up and goes to work, even when they're sick or even when it's raining or snowing or they hate their job, they do that because they know they want to take care of their kids. They got to pay the bills, make sure everybody eats. That's why they show up and they're professional about what they do. Not because they got hyped up or motivated off something somebody said on a podcast. It's because they know they have to get that done in order to get that other thing done. The discipline of professionalism for you, if you don't have such responsibilities over your head, is that you choose to do it rather than being forced to do it. You are choosing to be a professional. You are choosing to be disciplined. How can, if any of you watch basketball, even if you don't watch basketball, I'll just give you a scenario and you'll understand this completely. In the NBA, you got teams who are really good. At this point that you're listening to this, we're near the end of the NBA season. Season may even be over by the time you hear this. In the NBA, you got teams who are really good. Best record, people are talking about, are they going to win the championship? Maybe they got the guy who's going to be MVP. How are people going to beat them in the playoffs? They got another level that they can go to. Look how great this guy is. They got another game coming on national TV tomorrow. Those are the great teams. And you got the terrible teams. You got the teams that they say are tanking is the phrase they use. Teams losing on purpose so they can get a really high draft pick and get a really good basketball player added to their team through the draft. Some young talent to help replenish their roster. You got these bad teams and you got these good teams. How is it possible? I'm going to tell you something that happens in the NBA. This is something that happens in other sports too, where the season is very long, but we'll use basketball as the easiest one for me to give a reference to. How is it possible that when the best team in the league, let's say the Golden State Warriors, who won a couple championships the last few years, they go play against one of the worst teams in the league, whether that's at home or the road. They play against a terrible team like the Memphis Grizzlies this year, pretty bad. Phoenix Suns are pretty bad. There's a lot of teams that are very bad this year. Atlanta Hawks are very bad. They go play against any one of these teams, the New York Knicks, who are very bad this year. How is it possible that this team that's so bad all season, mind you, NBA season is 82 games, so it's not a stroke of luck that a team has a very bad record, because you can have a bad night, but you're not going to have an entire season that's bad if the team is good. That's not possible. The team is good, they're going to have a good season. The team's bad, they're going to have a bad season. Now, if there was only two games in a season, maybe it would be different. But over 82, that's a large enough sample size to see what a team is really about. We can agree to that. So how can a team like the Warriors, with such a great record, who's so good, go play against a team with a terrible record like the Knicks, who are not good, or the Grizzlies, who are not good, or whoever, the Phoenix Suns, who are not good, and how can the bad team beat the good team that night? How can the bad team beat them that night? And you may say, well, they can beat them because everybody has talent, right? Everybody has talent in the pros, Dre. You say it all the time. Yes, that is one reason, but here's the rest of the question. How can they beat that great team one night, comma, then the very next night, play against another team that is just as terrible as they are and lose? So if I give you three teams, we'll say the Grizzlies are terrible, the Suns are terrible, and the Warriors are really good. Okay, so let's say the Warriors go play against the Suns, and the Suns beat the Warriors. The best team in the league loses to one of the worst teams in the league. And so you're like, damn, Phoenix has some talent. Phoenix really can play when they show up and they're ready to play. But then the very next game, the Phoenix Suns go lose to the Grizzlies. How is that? Did their game just go up for one day? Did they just get talented and good for one day? They're already talented. Did they just remember how talented they were for one day and then just go back to forgetting about it the very next game? No, that's not what happened. You know what happened the night that they played the Warriors? Actually, you know what happened the day before they played the Warriors? All the players on that team went to bed early, make sure they got a full night of sleep. Nobody stayed up late. Nobody stayed out partying. Everybody was early to shoot around. Everybody got to the gym early and really got themselves warmed up, worked up a good lather before the game started. Every player on the Phoenix Suns team, as terrible as they've been all season, approached their job like a professional the night that they played against the best team in the league. Why? Because they knew it was a big game. Because they knew this was an opponent that they really had to play their best against, not only to possibly beat, but maybe just to not get embarrassed and ran out of the gym and laughed at by other teams in the league. just not to feel like, hey, we are still professionals here, so let's actually try against this team. They decided to be professionals in the entire moments, every moment surrounding that game. They were professionals in what they did the night before, how they got ready to shoot around, how focused the whole team was. Nobody had to get up and make a speech to inspire everybody to play hard against the Warriors. You ain't have to, because they're the Warriors. That Phoenix team already knew that this is a game that we can get seen. This is a game people will know about us. This is a game where we could at least say we did this season. If the Warriors go win the championship, we could at least say, hey, we beat the team that won the championship. We could at least get that out of the season. This is the one solace we can get out of our season if we be professionals this night and show up. And again, this is not something anybody said. This is something that everybody on that team automatically knows, because that night they decide to show up. Then they win. And then the next game they go play against another team that's terrible. All that professionalism goes right back out the window. People stay up and celebrate and party and don't take their job seriously. Everybody's not focused. The team doesn't have the right spirit. And then they lose to another terrible team the next night. This is how it happens. Because they prepared their behinds off the night before the big game, doing everything they know they should be doing anyway. But then the next night in a game that nobody's going to watch, nobody cares because both teams are terrible, they bullshitted their way before that game, and then they went and lost to a bad team. Or played a bad, even if they won, they played an uninspiring game against a bad team. They played the same way against everybody that they had played against the Warriors. They might be one of the good teams, but they don't bring it every single day. See, it's not always about talent. Now, I told you a couple episodes ago, talent will do things that hard work will not, and that still rings true, but that doesn't mean it is always all about talent, especially when everybody has it. Is the discipline of professionalism, being willing to show up and do what's supposed to be done every single time. Point number three, today's topic is, how can you be ready to play always in what you do? Number three, do not measure yourself by your opponent. See, this is what the bad team would do. They see they're playing against a great team on the schedule. Everybody gets ready to go because they know they're playing against a great team. Everybody's focused and ready to play, and they play well. But then they see they're playing a terrible team. Nobody's focused, nobody's ready to play, and they play like shit. Why? Because they're measuring themselves by the opponent. You don't want to measure yourself by your opponent for one reason, that it is a variable which you cannot control. You can't control how good your opponent is going to be. You can't control whether your opponent shows up that night or doesn't show up, or if the fans show up, or anything outside of yourself and your team you can't control. So any variable that you can't control, if you are basing your effort level or your success or lack of success on that, you're setting yourself up for a failure. Your measuring stick is and always will be you at your best. Again, your measuring stick is you at your best, not just you period, but you at your best. What is my best? What is the best that I can do here, which you probably already know because you've done it before. Maybe you haven't sustained it, but you've done it. How can I measure up to that tonight? How can I take the best performance that I've had, the best effort level that I've had, and measure myself against that? That's what I'm going to measure myself against. How can I live up to that standard, rather, is what you need to be asking yourself. What do I need to do to live up to that standard? Because when I set that standard, what did I do then? How prepared was I? How much work did I put in on my game? What did I do to make sure I knew everything that could possibly happen in that upcoming performance? What did I do to prepare myself far ahead of time? Who helped me out? What was my focus level like? What was I paying attention to? Where was my energy? How much time did I put in ahead of time? All of these things you can ask yourself to deconstruct your best performance. Therefore, you can analytically set yourself up to match that best performance again the next time. But this is the discipline of professionalism. I didn't say it was easy. I'm just telling you that this is what you can do. Let's recap today's topic, which is how to be ready to play at all times. Number one, take every day, every game, every practice, every opponent seriously. You are not too good to get beat. You are not too good to get fired from a job. You are not too good to be replaced in your position. As soon as you think you can't be replaced, that's the moment you get replaced. As soon as you think your team cannot be beat, that's when you get beat. As soon as you think your job is unassailable, that's when you get fired. Point number two, the discipline of professionalism. How can the worst team beat the best team one night and then lose to another terrible team the next night? Because the discipline of professionalism is lacking in that organization. Nobody is having the discipline to be like that every single game. Now that they prove to themselves they can do it, if they don't do it again the next night, then they're doing themselves a disservice and disrespecting their own careers. Number three, do not measure yourself by your opponent. You don't play harder when you're playing against a good team and half-assed when you're playing against a bad team. How can you possibly become a professional with that attitude? I'll help you out with that. You can't. You cannot control the variable of who the other person is, the other guy or the competition is. You never know who it is or what they're going to bring to the table that day. Only thing you can control is what you bring to the table, and you are always you if you decide to be a professional. That is your measuring stick. You at your best at all times. How do you get to your best? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.